The World Health Organization says its staff have been unable to get into northern Gaza since October, leaving no way to provide Palestinians in the area with supplies, medical personnel, and other aid. According to Palestinian media reports, the Israeli military has been carrying out continuous airstrikes on the northern and central areas of the Gaza Strip on Friday, killing at least 40 people. Amid the attacks, survivors are facing increasingly acute shortages of essentials. The WHO has been carrying out a UN polio vaccination campaign that had already covered about 559,000 children in central and southern Gaza by mid-September, but efforts have lagged in the north. WHO spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris says aid workers must be allowed access to do their work.
It's critical that humanitarian missions are allowed back into the north. Lives depend on it. We're actually starting a polio campaign next week. The north is the last of the areas that that will happen in. But again, we need safe passage. And what we really need, and we've said over and over again, and people treat us as if we're talking about fairyland, but we need a ceasefire. We need peace.